I have to look up and see exactly.
Is she the warrior princess?
Yeah.
That's Xena.
Oh.
This is Xena, the same. She's singing here?
No. The rumors get started.
All right, here we are to take the pain out of your life. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is back with us today. She's got some deals from the Queen of Sheep to Queen of Sheep.
Queen of Sheep. Queen of Sheep.
That was bad.
The Queen of Sheep departed about a half hour. And that's only the beginning of the good news. We have a lot of good news.
I'm the Queen of Sheep. You're the King of Cows.
Ah, very nice. That's true. That may be a good news. How about a good story about one of our politicians for a change?
Oh, there is such a thing.
This is the story of Tennessee Congressman Phil Rowe, who was walking through the airport when he heard somebody call for a doctor, and he was an obstetrician before he went to Congress, ran to this man who had collapsed and performed CPR for him, and his life was saved. Otherwise, he would have died were it not for the congressman giving him CPR. So that's a good story.
I'm a big fan of doctors becoming congressmen.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who else? There are a number of doctors. I'm trying to remember who else, though. Off the top of my head, there must be a list somewhere that we can find online.
Yeah, there's a few.
Right. Okay. So there you go. The other item here, actually, there are a couple of things that I think are good from the good-to-know department. All right, everybody ready for this?
Ready.
Sure.
Ready, boss.
Ladies who are interested in reducing the tendency that they might have to get breast cancer would be well served to eat a lot of walnuts. Hmm. Walnuts reduce the risk of breast cancer.
Interesting.
Didn't know that?
No, I just told you I was at my woman doctor, my woman's wellness doctor, if you will, yesterday. He's new, and his name is Dr. Munch. But that's
Dr. Munch!
No.
I could barely make it through
and
my
he's
appointment.
He's your gynecologist?
No.
He is, yeah. Oh, yes. He's in the office of Dr. Fur. Mm, yeah, and that's not a lie. Anyway, he told me that antioxidants are...
No, hold on a minute.
What?
We can't delve too deep into this, but...
No, but that's why I decided to let it go.
I'll be careful. Yeah. What do you need to know?
We don't need to know anything more. What else did you find out at the doctor's yesterday?
That he said not only are walnuts good for breast cancer, but he was telling me about cantaloupe and spinach and eggs and milk, your favorite, for preventing all kinds of cervical cancers and all those... any kind of cancer, really, for all those antioxidants. He even sold me some Juice Plus.
Really?
Which I didn't know if I liked, but I bought it because I wanted him to like me.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure he does.
Fantastic.
Here's another item of interest for women especially, but I guess in general, this has now become, you know, we had this whole big thing about get a colonoscopy every 5 years, you have to be 50, blah, blah. Apparently now... If the doctor knows a little bit more about your history, your family history, fewer colonoscopies are okay. But you need to tell the doctor your history. If you've had problems in your family, you want to get them. If you haven't, you probably can do it every 10 years or so. I thought that was
good think
news.
They do it every 10 years now, unless you have a high history.
But you got to know your the specifics, not just general stuff.
Right.
Specific stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. You heard me talk yesterday, Roberta, you weren't here. I got off on a toot about the FDA now wanting to and trying to work harder to ban most supplements to get into the face of, you know, the FDA wants to ban everything that the government, that the big companies who support the government supposedly, or at least the people who are running for election, they want to get rid of the vitamin and supplement business because there is a lot of money to be made.
They don't want to get rid of it. They want to own it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, there's a supplement called chondroitin sulfate that, according to the studies, eases pain for those who have hand osteoarthritis. And I know this because Donald Ela, who is with me in the farm world, has had some problems, and I gave him a bottle of this stuff, told him to take two in the morning and two at night. But it's a cumulative sort of thing. You haven't, over the years, it's taken you a long time to get osteoarthritis. It didn't come yesterday. It didn't just start yesterday. Mm-hmm. So in order to counter it or balance it, if you will, it'll take you a few months, if not longer, to get onto this supplement and ease the problem of the pain and the swelling. It doesn't, you don't take two and it goes away. It's not like aspirin in a sense. It doesn't really go away with aspirin. Aspirin just sort of gets rid of the pain, right? Ibuprofen doesn't treat. It just gets rid of the pain.
Right. Well, no, ibuprofen actually does reduce inflammation, so it does treat it to a certain extent.
I don't remember asking you.
I just thought
Thank
I would.
Thank you, Dr. Fassanelli.
Because it's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. That's the category it falls into, which is different from Tylenol, which takes away the pain and does nothing.
Can I do that with you?
Yes. But I do something, boss.
13 after the hour. Okay, here's a another, I don't know, I'm not sure I want this in the good category. Hold on for just a second. A couple of other good items. Chocolate. Good for your heart and brain. We all have heard over the last year that chocolate was good for your heart. Now, it turns out that the analysis in England, where they eat lots of chocolate, is that it is very good for your brain. So I'm getting on this chocolate diet.
Any chocolate or like the super special dark chocolate?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the dark chocolate.
The sweeter the better.
No.
No, then that's the milk chocolate, which they say
that's
is
right.
good for you.
Anything with milk in it is good for you.
I know.
The milk chocolate is extra sugary.
Yes. Well, like there's a move afoot to take a lot of sugar out of it, so that we'll be back in schools. All right, let's see here. This is good news for women. The more active your sex life, the better you will age. Not true for men necessarily, but true for women.
Whatever. Kill me early. I'm fine. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, I think I've had quite enough of your attitude, Mr.
Attitude?
I want to know what your bad news was that you didn't think deserved to be on good news segment.
Well, this is... Why, you thought that was bad?
No, you said, I don't know if I want to put that in good news.
Well, this is going on in schools around the country, and it's been a move for the last year or so. The word fail ought to be banned from use in classrooms.
Oh, that is so my
And replaced with the phrase deferred success.
No way.
To avoid
demoralizing
people.
Do you know what I learned? This is going to make you guys go nuts. I always talk about my mom being a teacher. She was talking to another drama teacher who teaches on the elementary school level. Mm-hmm. And do you know, in Los Angeles, they cannot actually do a written play where people have to learn lines. Mm-hmm. They have to do an improvised thing so that no one feels like they can't learn lines. And they can't even give anybody roles. So you can't give someone the lead anymore in elementary school. It's like a joint
ensemble. Everybody is the lead. Everybody's the star.
Where everybody speaks out. Yes. No more plays in elementary school.
All right, so here's another reason to dislike public employee unions. The Professional Association of Teachers is arguing that telling pupils that they have failed can put them off learning for the rest of their life. Spokesman for the group said it wanted to avoid labeling children, quote, "We recognize that children do not necessarily achieve success the first time, but I recognize we can't just strike a word from the dictionary, so therefore we have a proposal to substitute failure with deferred success."
Let's just hold everybody's hands so that they never move out of their parents' house. They never get a job.
Good Lord.
Ugh.
Isn't that the high
school? You lose some. What happened?
Some people might think this is good.
I had to go to a parent-teacher meeting last night. You know, the first meeting, you go meet the teacher, you see the classroom, all that kind of stuff. And they were talking about the... what is it? The OSG and what, outstanding, because Sean is still in the second grade.
Yeah.
So they still give the, you know, good,
satisfactory,
satisfactory, outstanding.
P,
you know,
for poor.
Right. No, there's no poor. Mm-mm.
No. This is what's wrong with America, everybody. I was afraid to get those P's and I wanted to get the O's, and now nobody cares if they get it. Because there's no P's.
You know, it's interesting. In Sean's baseball team, it's the double A now. He went from the triple A to the double A. And so now will be the first season at seven, this is for 7 and 8 year olds, where they actually get, they can get out. Hmm. You know, last year, they just keep pitching until you hit the ball. Everybody gets a hit. Everybody gets a hit. Now you get five pitches, basically five strikes or five pitches. And so I'm curious to see how these kids I've watched over the last 2 years learn baseball, handle the I got out and have to walk back to home plate or have to walk back to the dugout.
Yeah.
So,
all right, for those of you who are watching the stream online at DougStephan.com, I have a special treat for you. I'm holding up I found a document that applied to the program about 10 years ago, a promotional tool that we used to send around to radio stations, prospective stations, et cetera, et cetera. Rich, are you enjoying it so far? Those of you, if you
absolutely
want to dash to DougStefan.com, you'll see this. Jennifer, you're seeing this. Actually, we are now going to change that approach, and we're going to have individual information on the co-host. That is what Rich is like and what Jennifer's like, what Roberta's like. Roberta's would be a blank
story. It'll be short stories.
All right, 800. You know what? I think it's time. Do we have time for a same brain, frame drain game? We haven't had that for a long time.
Sure.
People challenging Roberta. Today, I think we will observe the same brain, frame drain game with an observation quiz. For here's, this is what I'm going to do. Test of your observation in light of the new show Unforgettable that was on last night with Poppy Montgomery. I thought it was a superb program. I have always liked her. She was on Without a Trace. She was what's his face? Who is this male lead in Without a Trace? The Australian guy. Not Anthony, but yeah, DePaglia.
Yeah.
All right. She was his assistant and his love interest through much of the show. Anyway, she's very attractive in many ways, but she did an extraordinarily. I thought that show was great. So that's why we're going to do the observation quiz, because her whole thing is observing everything that's around and being able to pick things out and solve crimes that way. So, for example, Roberta, this would be the type of question that I would ask you.
Okay.
And then the idea is I'll ask Roberta the question. Then if she's right, you're on the phone and you agree with her, you get a point. 3 points, you get the prize. All right, I'll ask you up to 5 questions. We always make a winner. Whoever plays always wins. That's the deal. But it's always fun as to how we get there. 800-510-8255. This would be a question. On a standard traffic light, is the green on the top or the bottom?
It's on the top.
It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom.
See, there you go. Right. Yeah, Richie.
I don't pay attention to them.
Playing the dumb. Yeah, right, exactly. Just keep driving.
Just keep driving.
All right, so that's the kind of question we're going to ask here in the next few minutes. 800-510-8255. Testing your observation and memory skills, Roberta. The answers will, it's not, there's no heavy lifting involved. Simple question, like how many states are there? Huh?
50.
Right. Okay.
What kind of quiz is this? This is not
President told me there were 57.
Yeah. However, right.
Can't believe everything you hear.
Gotta remember those off moments. All right, but there are some others that may be a little more difficult. 800. It's observational. Your memory tested and rewarded here. Roberta gets the question, you agree or disagree, and that's where we go. 800-510-8255 to play the same brain frame drain game at 21 after. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
How I think of our relationship, Doug.
Yes.
I'm happy to be stuck with you.
I'm happy, very happy to be stuck with you. I'd rather be stuck to Jennifer.
Yeah, and me too.
And Roberta on one of her good days.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys are so nice.
Ah. Roberta, you have my permission to punch him.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll do
that. Do you know he was on Hot in Cleveland, Huey Lewis?
He was?
And he was awesome. He played Victoria's rock star boyfriend. He was so funny. Right.
He's a funny guy.
Which one is Victoria?
Wendy Malick.
She's the skinny, tall one?
Or the British one?
I love Wendy Malick.
No, there's one that's a British woman.
Yeah, that's...
And they're not all tall and skinny because Betty White is on this.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, this is the number one song, number one pop hit in the U.S. during this week in 1986, Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News. It was from the multi-platinum album Four. Struck the number one chord for 3 weeks in a row. Huey Lewis and the News. Little musical snippet here from the, as they say on the Cornball Show, soundtrack of your life.
Fun concert.
Yeah, 25 after. He's a fun guy, I think. That's the way he approached me. Except I don't like that song he does with... Gwyneth Paltrow. Makes me ill. Puke.
I love that song.
Puke
it's not
City.
Like they're really
Puke.
Father and
Puke.
Daughter.
You like the song.
Puke.
You just don't
I love
like
the song.
This
I just
situation.
Don't like them doing it. No. Puke City. I go to that.
No. Fine.
25 after the hour for you, maybe, because you're more liberal than I am. I don't have my mind.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
All right, 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Time for the Same Brain Frame Drain game.
Yay.
And let's see here. We have Michael, who's driving the I-75 in Florida. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, thanks. This is great. I thought I'd never do something like this. This is great.
No, we're
okay. I wouldn't get
Michael.
That enthused about it before you go through it there, pal.
He's going to win big. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I have to tell you one thing. I'm not driving. I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, you are? Who's driving?
I'm safe. I got my partner's driving. We're driving a big rig down to Orlando.
So you're a team.
Ooh.
The two of you are a team.
Yeah.
Is it a woman or a man?
Do you want to blow your horn for us, or is that against the law now?
Do you want to honk the horn for me, Tim? A couple times. There you go.
Oh, that makes
awesome.
Me so happy every time.
How big a rig, I want to know. Awesome. How big a rig?
How big? Well, I got a 53-foot trailer on there.
Yeah, what are you driving? What's the tractor?
The tractor was a brand new Freightliner Cascadia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freightliners are not what they used to be. I say that often because they've tried to become the Chevrolet.
Let's get into important stuff. What's in the back?
Right.
What are you hauling?
Yeah, what are you hauling?
I can't tell you that.
Illegal immigrants from Mexico. Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, there are like thousands of people stacked back there.
Hey, right. This has always been my dream. I want to get a 1978 black Trans Am and usher you guys down to, up to Boston with baked beans or something like that, like they did in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
You guys need any help?
Well, always.
I'll be your decoy for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so who's your partner?
Ted.
Chad?
Say hello, Ted. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you guys friends for a long time?
Actually, no. We've just been teaming since, about June.
Really? Who do you drive for?
FFE, Frozen Food Express.
Frozen Food Express.
So he's probably trying to give
you an idea
of
what we're hauling.
Yeah.
It does give us an idea.
There you go.
How good of friends do you have to be able to sit in a rig together for that amount of hours?
No, and not just that. Sleep in the same bed when the other one, right? Yes.
We're always at each other's throat.
No.
It's tough.
All right. So now that we've spent all this time getting to know you, we have to pause here for a few moments. Then we come back. You hold on, Michael. As long as you're not in the driver's seat, it's okay.
Hey, by the way, the quiz is going to be on frozen food.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Lean cuisine.
Tell us about Clarence Birdseye.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Now we have questions about how. Now, a lot of guys that are drivers have very good observational and memory skills because they watch what they're driving, the circumstances of the roads.
I hope he knows where the green light is.
28 past the hour.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to do some stretching exercises. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Elana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Now, I would like everybody to take their right or left hand, whichever one is the most dominant one, and I want you to raise it up. All right, you got it? Good. Now I want you to raise it up one more inch. Got it? Good. One more exercise. Now I want you to raise it up as much as you possibly can. Now, I have a question for you. Your hand is probably way up. Why wasn't it as high the first time as it is right now? The answer is, when you raised it up the very first time, that's who you think you are. When I told you to raise it an inch, that's what I told you you were. But right now, this is who you are. Your potential is high as it possibly can be. The difference is the gap. Every time that you are asked to do something, raise it up to the highest level possible. Never have a gap between who you are and what your potential is. Always fill it. Always create the highest reach you can. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Elana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, also master of the same brain frame drain game, which we're about to play. Jennifer Horn is here, lovely, attractive, warm, luscious, all those good things.
Luscious.
Yeah. Rich McFadden, none of those things, but he's here as well at the controls in Washington. I just got an email from somebody who said, there is not another radio program in the history of my life that I've enjoyed as much as this radio program.
Aww.
However, I don't believe a word you say.
We don't either, what if that's that any consolation
to, what am I supposed to do with that information? What is that supposed to come with?
That's my favorite
one. Make an advertisement with it.
Yeah. So the guy who was in charge of the Peace Council in Afghanistan, trying to get the Taliban to work with everybody else,
trying to negotiate the Taliban and the government.
He was killed yesterday by a guy who walked into the room with a bomb in his turban.
Can you imagine that?
You got a bomb in your turban. Are you happy to see me?
I can't. I mean,
hate someone so much that you're going to put a bomb in your own turban.
Blow your head off, right?
But think about that. You know, okay, we have these suicide bombers and everything, and they know that they are about to blow themselves up. Yeah. But what kind of face do you have on when you are talking to somebody and have a bomb on your head?
Yeah.
Right. Mine would be sweaty and squinchy.
Yeah.
All right, 25 before the hour. Michael is playing the same brain frame drain game. And because Roberta has a lot of things in the Queen of Cheap department, including a CBS, CVS. Well, CBS we'll talk about with Jennifer. CVS with Roberta. A lot of things to save money on. But we've got to get this same brain frame drain game into high gear here as these guys barrel down Interstate 75 with a load of frozen food in their truck. Michael, I'm going to ask Roberta the questions. You agree or disagree, all right? You ready?
I'm ready.
In which hand is the Statue of Liberty's torch, Roberta? This is the observation and memory quiz.
I think it's the left hand.
Agree or disagree with that, Michael?
Well, I'm going to disagree with
good.
That.
Good. It's the right hand, so
I
you were right.
It is. Okay.
Michael
good
has
job.
A point. What six colors are on the classic Campbell's soup label?
Ooh. Six colors?
Six colors.
I think I know this one.
All right. I thought it was red and white.
That's two.
Yeah, four
more to go.
Come on, you can do this, Roberta.
Blue, yellow, green, and black.
All right, you agree or disagree with that, Michael?
I disagree, Michael.
Okay, red, white, gold, green.
You don't have to come up with the answer. You just have to disagree or agree.
Just disagree.
I'm going to agree.
No.
No.
Oh. No, she was
she
wrong.
She didn't follow directions.
Blue, red, white, yellow, black, and gold are the colors on the Campbell's soup label.
All right,
here we go. Next one. What two letters don't appear on the telephone dial?
Well, that's easy for one.
Shh.
What's the other one?
Roberta, two letters that do not appear on the telephone. She's looking for a phone.
Right. X and Z.
You agree or disagree with that, Michael?
Disagree.
Good. Q and Z is the answer. You got 2 points.
Oh!
Good job.
What two numbers don't have letters by them?
What two numbers? Huh?
What?
What two...
On the telephone.
Numbers.
Oh, on the telephone. One and O.
You agree or disagree with that, Michael?
Charlie, I'm
about
to disagree again.
Oh, no.
Oh,
right.
Time.
All right, when you...
you get the right sound effect there, Rich?
When you walk, does you... Could you guys just calm down a little bit? Like, a nice question. When you walk, does your left arm swing with your right or left leg?
Good question.
When you walk, does your left arm...
Total good question.
Jennifer?
With your left leg.
You agree or disagree with that, Michael?
Well, no, your left goes with your right. So if she said the other, I have to disagree.
No, she was right.
Yeah, I just got up and walked across the room. That's how I knew.
How many matches are there in a standard pack, Roberta?
20.
How many? Michael, is she right or wrong? You agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
All right, there's your 3 points.
Yeah,
because
there's 20 cigarettes in a pack.
Three
so
points.
Matches.
All right, so here's just an extra credit question. You ready?
Okay.
Roberta?
Yes.
On our flag, is the top stripe red or white?
Hmm.
It's got a 50-50 chance of this one.
Red or white? I'm going to say red.
Red.
Yeah.
You agree or disagree with that, Michael?
I'll agree.
Yep, that's it. Red. It is correct, and
Thanks.
You are correct, and you get the prize.
Good job, Michael.
So hold on just a second, and I kind of like this one. I'm going to do more of these. I like this one. Good. The observation quiz with Roberta playing the role of foil and Michael doing a good job winning the prize. Drive well, Godspeed, etc. Michael, take good care of that frozen food. Time now for the Queen of Cheap to help us with more information on how you can save lots of do-re-mi.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's start with 6 free products from Vistaprint. Believe it or not, yes, they are free. You can get a free photo wall calendar. This is great. Impress your family and friends. A free photo flip book, a free tote bag, 250 free business cards, 10 free invitations, and 1 free T-shirt. All you got to do is pay for shipping, and these are all free. Here's another great deal, free candy or beverage at CVS. You go to the CVS Facebook page, and you can get a coupon for a free candy or beverage. So I guess you could get both if you signed up under 2 names, I suppose. So just one way you're
working the system, Roberta.
Yeah, love it.
This is a great deal for Veterans Day, which is coming up the day before Veterans Day, which is Thursday, November 10th. If you're in the military, you can get a free room at participating bed and breakfasts all across the country. Get that.
Yeah.
Free room on Thursday, November 10th. Now, the kicker of this is that Friday, November 11th is Veterans Day, which means all the schools are closed. So you could take a long weekend with your family.
Nice.
I think that's part of the psychology behind this. So if you're a veteran or you served in the military, you get a free room on Thursday, November 10th, at participating bed and breakfast. We have the link for you on DougStephan.com. And also, don't forget that on September 24th is Free Museum Day. Yes, it's back. You can get 2 free tickets to a lot of different museums across the country. And again, we have the link, but you have to sign up ahead of time. So we got free museums, free bed and breakfast
free.
For veterans, free camp. Candy
free.
And beverage at CVS, and free,
free.
Products from Vistaprint.
It's
on
DougStephan.com
under the Queen of Cheap.
Check it out.
Check
19
it
19 before the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Jennifer is going to tell us about the ratings for 2.5 Men on Monday night. That and some other items of interest from the world of television around the corner. You've heard me talk a lot, and we do this in and out of various, we encapsulate this conversation in a lot of different ways. The sleep pattern that you have, waking up at night, not good. If you get enough, this, and the sleep quotient, Dr. Ken says 7-8 hours a night, you are more likely to have better production, feel more energetic, experience less stress. Sleep is crucial for your memory, for repairing your cells in the body, being mentally alert. A good night's sleep is just plain essential to your health and your energy. So therefore, men and women who wake up in the middle of the night, men to go to the bathroom, women to just grumble because the husband's waking them up because they're going to the bathroom, I can fix all of that for you by sending you to the folks at Great American Products, who have developed a new Super Master Prostate Formula with 12, count them, 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function, and help you get a good night's sleep. Help you fall asleep and stay asleep through the night. Yeah, you want that, right? Isn't that what you want? Call 800-716-6520. I don't know what happens if women take this pill. I don't know that anybody's ever researched it. This is a capsule.
I'd try it. I'd be your guinea pig.
Yeah, all right. So let's.
Why?
What's the worst that could happen?
Because I'd like to be an ageless male.
All right. Free bottle of Master Prostate right now. Call 800-716-6520. She said it, friends. I didn't say it. 800-71. That's more something I'd expect to come out of Roberta's mouth than Jennifer's. 800.
She and I think alike.
716. She didn't used to be that way. This is your fault, Roberta. 800-716-6520. Get a free bottle of Master Prostate so you get yourself started. You'll see how easy it is for you to fall asleep and sleep through the night. Experts estimate that more than 70 million American men have a problem, and they're all over the age of 45. So let's fix the problem. There are a million bottles of this stuff they're giving away. You pay a little shipping and handling fee, and that's it. 800-716-6520. It's called Master Prostate. It's there. The offer is not going to be around forever because they're well on the way to giving away the million bottles. But you can still get in on the deal by calling 800-716-6520.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
One of the first things that we need to deal with when uninvited change comes into our life is our thoughts. When circumstances change, our thoughts can go absolutely wild. And our thoughts directly affect our emotion. So it's very important that we deal with our thinking. When circumstances change, if you make the transition mentally, your emotions will be a lot easier to manage. My husband frequently says when we talk about something coming up, and I might ask him, well, you know, how's that going to be for you? He'll say very often, well, I've already got my mind set, so it's not going to be a problem at all. The Bible says that we are to set our mind and keep it set, and to set it in the right direction. You may not be able to control your circumstances, but you can control your thoughts and your emotions. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's M-E-Y-E-R.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
I always love seeing these headlines.
Yeah.
One of the FCC commissioners says that we need to create regulations to promote diversity in the newsroom.
Ugh.
News programming needs to, according to this guy, be regulated by the government. The FCC needs to be involved to make sure.
What are we China or something? Come on.
Yeah. Now we are in the throes of being taken over by a government that we've let get out of control. And this is just another, every day is a different example of it. And it goes on and on and on and on. But that's the television. Anyway, that's a television thing. Here's some fun news about the huge premiere of Two and a Half Men. Jen, what's
huge.
The scoop? Huge!
Over 28 million people tuned in to see the premiere of Two and a Half Men.
Wow. Yeah.
That is absolutely crazy. Crazy, crazy. It's a 12 share. It beat out the night, won everything, beat Dancing with the Stars. Obviously, that was the big tune in
it
of the night.
It doubled the ratings from the first show last year at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, which is expected. I mean... Yeah. We'll see what it does next week, though. That's
exactly. Right. Now you'll see the big fall off. Now, the other good news of the night for Charlie Sheen is that the Comedy Central roast that he did, it only got about 6.5 million viewers, but that's the highest rated roast they've ever done on Comedy Central.
Right. Yeah.
And it's going to replay a lot.
Les Moonves, who runs CBS, was asked if he'd seen the Sheen roast. He said, no, I didn't watch it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. It, I've heard it's very funny.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it we can't repeat. That's how funny it is.
Right.
The bad news of the night, though, the Playboy Club, that everybody was up in arms and it was controversial. Yeah. No one even watched it. It was like a million viewers or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that show will stick around.
It's lost in, there's a time warp there, and it doesn't, especially, again, I was so distracted by the smoking and stuff. How did the other two... I didn't think it was a bad show.
Well, Mad Men has been so successful. Everybody's trying to kind of tap in on that.
And Pan Am will be coming out the next week, I believe, which is on ABC. The rest of the night, Dancing with the Stars came in second. That was a big one. Castle beat did well.
Did Castle beat Hawaii 5-0?
Hawaii 5-0 edged it out a little bit.
Okay.
And then what's interesting are those two new sitcoms on Fox. They beat out the Playboy Club.
Yeah.
So
it
just shows you NBC was the last one of the night on the network.
All right, here are the ladies.
Tonight, though,
X Factor tonight.
Starts tonight with
Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
So the ladies of The View yesterday talked about the premiere of Two and a Half Men. Pretty interesting if we can listen to this, Richie. Okay.
So, Ashton Kutcher made his debut as Charlie Sheen's replacement on the season premiere of Two and a Half Men last night. So, did you see it? What'd you think?
We watched it.
I watched it.
I loved it. I'm a fan of Ashton Kutcher. I thought he's very likable. I think it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but I think he can carry this show. And in the first 30 seconds he was on, he took his shirt off. So I was saying.
You go, baby.
To step in, and if anyone's going to do it, it had to be Ashton Kutcher.
But do you believe that he was suicidal because he couldn't, because something about his girlfriend?
But that was what was funny about it.
He played
a suicidal person. He played a suicidal person that went.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, in a train crash, and there goes that reunion special.
But
that was all right. I'm not a fan of that show.
Well, that was the joke that he was suicidal and he tried to drown himself, but he thought maybe he should have used a sweatsuit, you know, a swimsuit instead. But I think it was just a joke.
I thought he pulled it off.
Okay. Well, as we said, Charlie's character was killed off by a pretty nasty put together, you know, getting pushed onto the train tracks by an obsessed girlfriend. But in real life, it seems Charlie is sort of back, you know, wishing his old show the very best. You know, does this make Two and a Half Men look like they're the bad guys now that Charlie's sort of straight and
the
back.
The timing was bad. It's like, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, it felt very gruesome. It felt a little bit gratuitous. Maybe it didn't.
Yeah, but I don't think, I still don't think.
All right, so who thinks that they're right, that they look bad? Charlie looks good, the TV show looks bad.
Give me a break.
Not me. Jennifer?
No.
Roberta? Thank you, Roberta.
Man.
51 after.
Hello.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776.
269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now 53 after the hour, Pet Lovers Unite. Your best friend is Warren Eckstein. I say that with regularity because I believe it to be true. If you're a fan of the Pet Show, you can go to DougStephan.com and get to Warren. He's in our contributors box. If you're already there, you don't need me. You know how to find Warren. I found him, and we're going to talk about a cat that left its family in Colorado and somehow made it to New York. How could that be? You'll find out next year on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
All right, Warren Eckstein here, who has just spent the night driving around Los Angeles with the Pet Patrol. Did you find any pets? Did you find cats, dogs? Did you find any, I was going to say Obamas, any ostriches? I don't know where that came from. What did you find wandering around the streets of Los Angeles
where
at night?
Where were you patrolling? That's fun.
Pretty much patrolled the entire place, but we spent a lot of time. They were doing some advanced training, and I was actually watching them at a police academy. It was kind of, if you've never been to the Los Angeles Police Academy, it's like a college campus. The place is amazing. But it was interesting because the type of dog they have, they only have one German Shepherd now. They're all using the dogs, and all the dogs come from Europe, from Holland, from Czechoslovakia.
Really? What's the with American dogs?
Yep, so much, my people.
And these dogs coming in from other countries, for some reason, they just feel genetically that they're better. I don't always agree with that. But it was interesting to watch them work as a team and see how they work. They work very closely with the helicopters and closely with the SWAT teams. And what we did is we went into a couple of factories, just some practice work with the dogs. And one of the cops was hidden way, way in the back. And it was amazing to watch the dogs quartering back and forth and back and forth. Anyways, real, real interesting. I'm going to write an article on it. Maybe we'll send it over to you.
All right, it'll be blog. We have all kinds of blog material from you at DougStephan.com in the Better Living Box. Let me go back to this just for a second because something you said bothers me a little bit. We can't breed dogs or we aren't breeding dogs. Another way for us to lose a rung on the ladder here, we can't even breed dogs that we use in our own country for this kind of work? What's the matter with that?
It's really, really interesting. They're using breeds like the Dutch Shepherd. They're using the Belgian Malinois, the Tourins. There are people that breed here, but for some reason, the majority – not only, which is really, not only the police departments, but a good amount of the dogs that are now being purchased by the military are also dogs that are imported from places like Holland and Czechoslovakia.
But why? What are they doing that's different or better than what we're doing?
No, it's a great question. It's a great question. I think what they believe is that some of the breeding over in Europe is a lot more conscientious than some of the breeding that takes place in this country. For example, in Germany, when you breed a dog, someone comes to your breeding kennel. It's called a Chormeister. And if your dog is not up to breeding standards, you're not allowed to breed your dog. So I guess they're a little bit more careful in that way.
Right, that'll be the next thing, government intrusion over here. That sounds like somebody hasn't thought about that yet here, but as soon as they hear it, they'll want to institute that over here, too. Brilliant. All right. Let's talk. That was my political statement for the day. Let's talk about this cat that left its family in Colorado. The story at DougStephan.com. Somehow it made it to New York City, and somebody discovered it on a Manhattan street 5 years, Warren, after it left Colorado.
Yeah, once you taste the Big Apple, it's hard to go home again.
So how did the owners don't have any idea how it made it across the country.
You know, this is a question, Doug. I have been getting asked this question for God knows how many years. How does a dog or how does a cat find its way home or find itself far, far away? Here's probably what happened. Somehow the cat was outside. The cat probably wound up hijacking an 18-wheeler or something to that effect that was heading to New York, and that's probably how it wound up there. And it's an amazing story 5 years later.
Yeah.
But I've heard stories 8, 10, 9 years later. Here's my theory. If you want to know how dogs and cats find their way around, I honestly believe that they look at the stars and they understand direction from the stars.
Wow. That's one I haven't heard before.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Warren Eckstein, he's the man in the know when it comes to animals and pets. Check him out at DougStephan.com.